Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday once again. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Once again, we have in this very studio, Mr. Leader of the Fan Club, Mike Bovey. How you doing, Mike?
Great. How about y'all?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm rocking.
And I want to give you this opportunity, Mr. Bovey, to introduce our other guest.
Well, I guess, it would be inappropriate to say no words necessary because we're talking, but none other than James Meehan.
Yeah, thank you for having me back, folks. It's good to be back.
I like having James on because he really treats it like it's like David Letterman. we need to have James do like some sort of like listing or top 10 or I don't know, something.
James, did you bring a list today of items you'd want to talk about?
No, I was trying to think of something on the way over here.
But I thought it was funny a couple times you brought in lists.
Yeah. Well, Joe
like,
told me to.
It was true. I did tell him to. I was texting him. Bovey, I text James like a whole lot like back in the day when I thought like, oh, we have nothing to talk about. Let's think of something and brainstorm. And he came in with like a list. But it's weird the stuff he, like the way he would, I don't know how to best describe it because they would be questions.
Right.
It's
on.
Like, hey, Joe. Are you going to the gay pride parade this weekend?
Like, well, no way. Come on. That wasn't on there. That was the same list I had, like, gay pride parade in D.C. that weekend. And then there was, like, and then it just said Ernest P. Worrell.
I remember that one.
Like, then it said John Scherer, CEO and founder.
Yes.
Try my product.
That guy's awesome.
That list was pretty amazing. That list should be like sold on eBay. It was quite an amazing list, man.
You know how they have that site found of people like bring in what they find on the street or like pieces of paper that they find? I wish like James left that paper somewhere and someone yes. found that and it was like broadcast on found.
They do what?
Yeah, there's this site. I guess it's a magazine.
Magazine yeah.
It's a magazine. It's also a website now, I guess, that basically if you ever find something on the like a piece of paper on the street or something that's like a little scribble. I'm sure you found something before in your life, like walking around.
Uh-huh.
And basically people submit it to Lost. Or
and
Found,
then,
I
and
guess.
Then
it's
what?
It's called Found.
Lost and Found.
Then what happens?
Like people are like in love with that site Found. And then they put it in a magazine and I mean, I don't know. I don't know if anyone's like been connected through that, but it's just like basically lost pieces of paper.
Yeah, it's my piece of paper.
But that would be awesome because there's like lists and stuff and you're just like some sure. of them that I've read have just been like what in the world's going on but yeah that would pretty much be me if I saw your list
yeah.
Joe, what do you think of the gay pride parade? Ernest P. Worrell. And
it's like what type of John personality
it's like what is this list for?
Yeah,
well
let me ask Carolyn and Joe show, damn it.
I've always sort of wondered this, guys, for everyone here. If you were friends, would you actually be friends with yourself? Like if you were to find out, like, you know, who you think you are, if there was someone exactly like you, like, actually, let me twist this question over. More or less, would you date a person exactly like you?
I'd probably...
Would it be like the female version of
you? Yeah, like the female version of you.
I'd probably be pretty jealous of that person.
Yeah, that's fair to say. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't like him.
Yeah.
Honestly.
What? You don't like him and you're jealous?
Yeah, I don't know.
What would be a female version of James?
Or Bovey.
Or Bovey.
Wait, Bovino. Remember he used to call
him? That's scary. Bovina. And I got the women's health magazines one time on the show. That was great. I think it was like promo for a match or something.
Was there ever a time when someone was like, hey, this girl is like exactly like you, you know what I mean? Has there ever been like, you know, when someone's trying to set you up or something like that?
No.
What about you, James? I bet there was someone.
No. Yeah.
What about you, Joe?
I know there's been several times when, not girls, but then people have been saying like, hey, there's this guy that acts exactly like you and looks exactly like you. And then when I see him, I'm like, what the fuck? That's how you think I am? He looks like he's like a dumbass.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah. Now I know what you think of me.
I've had like several times when people have given me movies when like when I saw this movie it completely like reminded me of you and then I watched the movie and it was like the movie Little Children. I don't know if you've ever seen Little Children or something like that, but it's really like it's about like this child molester and it's like this
this movie reminds me.
I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean,
great.
Man? I had to speak to that person for a long time.
Yeah, no joke.
That's sort
punch
of what
happened. In the face.
Yeah. That's
well,
sort
did
of
they
what
say
happens.
Like the characters reminded them of you, or just how the movie?
They're like
was
this
shot?
Movie. This movie is this movie reminds you. I don't know. That's what they said. This
but
movie
would it be like from a filmmaker perspective, like how it was shot?
It just sort of reminds me of like how sometimes people just don't. They have like another persona of me, I guess.
Or they think they know you.
Yeah, they think they know me.
And you think like you know me?
You think you know me?
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, you act well.
So we've had Bovey on for the last, we missed Bovey for 1 week and then he was here for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
wrote, jobbed.
Yeah, for one day. Yeah. What have you been up to, James, for a long time? When was the last time you were on this show, man? Has it been months?
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it probably was.
To me, it feels like it's been a long time.
I don't know.
The fans, we should start a fan page of you. That'd be great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've been working a lot. I was on night shift the last month, so that was kind of rough. You know, sleeping during the day and everything, but... something I've been a little concerned about lately.
Is it the ugliness of Sarah Jessica Parker?
Well, that hasn't been late. A
I
late
really
development.
Don't think about
That's
that. Yeah, just every time I see her on TV, I get pissed off.
Yeah,
you get pissed off. Yeah. You're like, this woman's face angers me.
Yeah.
Do you know who I get pissed off about? That girl
me?
From that girl from True Blood.
Never seen
Anna Paquin.
Yeah, Anna Paquin. Whenever I see her, I just get annoyed.
Do you guys watch True Blood? Since we are in the Halloween season.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Do you know Anna Paquin?
No.
Oh, she was in X-Men too. She was in like.
She plays Rogue in X-Men.
Man, whenever I see her, I just like.
I do know her.
I just get annoyed with her.
Yeah.
You know her way too well.
Like, yeah, like
I wouldn't
that.
Get annoyed with her.
But what were you worried about, James? What has been bothering you? Now you forgot.
Oh, no.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sorry, I always sort of cut in right into the...
let me ask you guys something.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Ask Bovey first.
All right.
I want to hear it first. Ask, like, literally ask Bovey.
All right. Mike.
Michael.
Michael,
say you don't know me and you see me on the street.
Yep.
And you come up and talk to me or something.
Sure.
What? Do I look like a somebody, like, a mean person? Do I look like a like an unapproachable kind of like stern,
well,
like an asshole?
Well, the word that came to my head was stern, but I wouldn't say unapproachable.
Because I'm a pretty agreeable guy. You know?
I
talk to anybody.
I just think you're sincere, and I think stern's a good word, but I definitely wouldn't say unapproachable.
I always thought that you have sort of like police face.
Oh, good song, by the way. You got a good mix going on here.
Yes,
we had
Halloween,
this magic
Halloween
moment.
Jam.
Oh, man, it's awesome. Anyway.
I wonder if some people at home pay attention to my mix.
No, but I think anybody could be classified that way. You know,
as police
as
face?
As unapproachable. It just depends on, when you catch somebody.
Carolyn, if you were to see James for the first time, what would you say? Does he have police face?
Because even when I... Well,
you look authoritative.
Before you answer
I don't try to look like that. I try to, try to look like that.
Here, describe yourself
well,
for
how
the audience.
How do you
want
to look?
Describe yourself for the audience at home. So they, in your mind, how do you think you look like?
I mean, there's certain situations where I try to look like that, and I guess I do anyway, maybe. But like when I'm at work dealing with people. But all right. For instance, my roommate started dating this really hot chick, right? And I didn't know she was coming over the other day. And, I mentioned that I'd sleep during the day.
Yeah.
And she came over while he wasn't there. I guess he was on his way home or something. And
so she was going to wait for him or something?
She ended up doing that. And, she kept knocking on the door. And it woke me up. And I was hoping that maybe it was just a neighbor, whatever. And they would just go away.
Yeah, go away.
And so I went down. It's like, all right, goddammit. Threw some clothes on and went down to the front door and I opened
the
door.
Does that mean that you sleep naked?
I sleep in my boxers, goddamn.
What's wrong with sleeping naked?
Nothing wrong with sleeping naked, man.
It was just the way the story was told.
Yeah, sure.
To be specific, I threw on a wife beater / tank top kind of deal.
Right on.
/tank top.
And some sweatpants.
Okay.
It's called a wife beater.
And I ran down there and I opened up the door. The girl looks at me with this frightened look on her face.
She was like, oh my god.
Has she ever met you before?
No. And
this is your first impression, man.
Yeah.
How did you open the door though? I want to know about how, like, did you just like swing it open? Like, what the fuck?
No, I unlocked it real quick and I pulled it open. And I stood there and looked at her for a second. I said, who's this? I thought, who's this? All right, so I opened the screen door and she was like, she did, like, she was speechless.
Just speechless.
I said, can I help you?
Yeah.
And anyway.
Would you like to come in?
So I just let her in, and it, But I wasn't even gonna let her in, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of paranoid about that stuff.
Sure.
Because you didn't know who she was either, right?
Yeah.
You never really seen her before. Yeah,
but you said that you knew that he had a girl. Your roommate had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But you just never seen.
Yeah,
her.
But it could be like some two-bit hooker, or you know, yeah. What I mean. But
anyway, I let her in, and then I locked the door behind her, and I said, "You know, go ahead and sit on the couch." And I just left.
Sounds
her.
Just, yeah. You let her in, then you locked the door behind her.
Yeah.
Sit on the couch.
And then I went back upstairs and went back to bed.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I've done that before.
I'm trying to understand the... So were you shocked that, like, she was scared when she opened the door? Was that how the...
Is she younger than us? Like, would she be of age to be, like, frightened by an older guy?
She's in her early 30s. Maybe,
oh,
like,
okay.
Early to mid-30s.
So she's actually older than us.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, man, I mean, you know... To a lot of people, you are an imposing figure.
Yeah, very well.
It's because you're getting all big now, man. That's
and
why
I'm not saying, yeah, exactly. Gross, it's not a bad thing. Gotta go lift some weights right now. But,
No, but anyway, this happens a lot. Like, or not a lot, but this has happened a few times
it
lately.
It's all
sure.
The time.
Similar situations, like when visitors come in, you know, the people come in to visit their peoples.
I really want to know, is it possibly how you open the door?
I don't think... It could have been, you know, because I don't
wife
realize.
Beater also, though.
Because if you're walking in looking like Lance Storm with like a wife beater and baggy pants.
Well, no,
shit.
It wasn't a wife beater. It was a tank top. You know,
that is a wife beater.
It was black and it had writing on it.
But if you're like exposing your
gym on
if you're exposing,
yeah, so like property of Olympus Gym.
But if you're exposing
department.
Like your arms,
that's
like
the Lance Storm. That's a Lance Storm outfit.
And two like Lance Storm though.
I had some baggy sweatpants on.
Nice, nice.
Not baggy, but you know, loose.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, you know, like, Landstorm rules, that'd be, like, awesome.
What? Yeah, like, the female inmates at work, like, they'll look at me, like, I'll ask them a question.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what's your name?
Well, if you say just like that, that's pretty scary,
they'll
man.
They'll look at me, like...
Maybe it's because of, like, your job. No. You know, maybe your job is, like, makes you a little bit more tight. And, like, you
tight.
Still... You
yes.
still like.
And it probably transitions over into your personal life.
Into your personal life.
Let me ask you this, though, James.
Yeah.
Is there ever a time when you... do you want to be imposing? Like an imposing figure? Like, do you walk around and you want to be, like, hard... Like hardcore, or do you go out of your way to be like nice?
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't know if
are
I
you trying to be hardcore Holly or Al Snow?
Yeah,
like sometimes
I'm just
you know?
Trying to be me, man. I'm just trying to be real.
Well, sure, sure. I feel it. Yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
Well, what is real? What is
I mean,
the real?
This
James?
Isn't a test. Test.
The thing
this
is,
isn't a test.
just remember this, James. There was one time when we were in Richmond. It was me, you, and Huzzard, and we were walking down a dark street. Right, walking down a dark street. And I don't know what it was, but there's these two black guys that came up to us, and I think they're asking us like for money, and they threatened to like, listen, man, give us some money, we're gonna fucking beat your ass. Huh. And then like, you know, Hunter and I were gonna react naturally, but then I think you jumped completely into it and went like,
yes.
You're not gonna fucking take our money, motherfucker, I'm a fucking Marine, I'm gonna fuck you up, dude. Shit, I'm gonna break your neck. And
yes.
Then, but what made it even more amazing is that they were silent. But we all still walked down the same aisle. And he's like, oh, fuck, I don't want to mess with no Marine.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, but, like, we all, like, still walk awkwardly on the opposite. And, like, it's like...
No, you know what that was? I was rapping the Macho Man CD.
Yes.
That was when I had the Macho Man CD, and I was listening to it all the time. This is, like, in 2004, right?
I'm gonna break your neck, motherfucker!
I was drunk. And
yes.
I had, I was
yes,
rapping.
Yes, you were drunk, man.
And I think we were walking back from.
I believe you did push-ups later on.
Yeah, we were walking down the street coming back from somewhere,
in the
and
middle
I was
of the alley.
I was doing Macho Man rap, and this kid said something like, this kid made a smart-ass remark to me, and I just went off and started yelling at him.
That's great.
And then he just shut up.
That's
but
great.
Then he said something about having a gun.
He
and I
did.
Said, wait, you shoot me, motherfucker. I was just trying to kick your ass, motherfucker.
I was like, damn.
It's like, pull that shit out right now. Let me see it.
I can tell you, I was there.
That's
you talked
classic.
About. He talked about a gun. And like, really, like that was like the moment right there where it was just like, holy shit. Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
You threaten us, you're going to fucking, this dude's going to break your neck. And
yeah,
you,
you're
going
to threaten me, you better be ready to do something.
Yeah.
God damn right.
And then he's like, I don't want to mess with no Marine.
Well, yeah, his friends were saying that he was just like silent walking away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you know.
Cocksucker.
We're not saying that if you ever see any of us on the street come and challenge us or anything like that.
Yeah.
But
I am.
Shot fight to a shot fight.
Yes, love shot fights.
Classic.
I never understood why Jesse Phillips, that guy from high school, always called a shoot fight shot,
shot
fight.
Shot fight. They made it even better there, man.
Hey, you want a shot fight? You want a shot fight? What the fuck is a shot fight?
It was great.
I don't even know what that is.
Shot?
It's like,
like a taking shot? A shot?
Well, a shoot fight's like not a fake fight.
Well, it's pretty, yeah, it's like a, it
it's
was
like a real wrestling match.
It was like wrestling, like a shoot interview, but like a shoot fight.
Yeah, yeah. It was supposed to be like MMA back then before it was like MMA today.
Yeah.
And they just kept in shot fight. That's a god.
The best is when, like, the fucking asshole the teacher used to wrestle with, the Boston Massacre, would get all pissed when they were doing a shoot fight, and then he'd start, like, going real, like, stiff.
Aren't they supposed to go stiff anyway?
Yeah, but they were, like, playing around, you know, it wasn't, like, legit, and then, you know, like, somebody would smack somebody in the jaw, like, you know, and then they'd go ape shit.
I found that always very entertaining when first a fight, like, a play fight starts out, like, just, like, playful, then all of a sudden someone takes, like, a real punch, and they're like, what the fuck, and then it just turns into the real thing, you're like,
classic stuff.
I don't know if I'm supposed to stop this, or are they still playing around?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Exactly.
So, James, are you think that you want to, like, change your persona? Or, like,
I'm happy with who I am,
let's bring it back.
We know you're happy with who you are, but I guess is that girl's reaction, like, throwing you off about yourself? Because keep in mind, you were, like, probably exposing, like, your full arm and all your muscle. And
yeah,
well,
the same arm that Mick Foley saw, man.
Well, yeah.
Keep in mind, this is just one instance.
What's another instance?
It happens when I deal with the public at work all the time.
When you deal with the public?
Yeah.
But you work in a different situation.
What? You have a gun, motherfucker? Come on, shoot me. Let's see what happens.
Anyway.
You have to be, have that, though, for that instance.
Or, for instance, here's another instance. I'll go to a Safeway. I'll go to the checkout. And, you know, the girl will be talking all nice to the person in front of me. And then I'll go up there and hand her my Safeway card or whatever. And I'll be like, hi, how you doing? She'll look at me. I don't know. Maybe I have like a mean look on my face naturally. I don't know.
That's no, what I but said. Look, you have police face.
No,
James.
But the thing is, like,
see this? This is my serious face.
But like, I mean, like, I'm taught. Well, I shouldn't say I'm taught. Like, I know how to do it. But you know, like, people in retail are taught to, I guess, communicate differently with different types of people. So you know, when a contractor's in my store, you know, I can shoot the shit with them. But when you know an old couple comes in, then it's yes, ma'am, no, sir, things like that. And then you know, some asshole comes in, I'm not going to talk to him. And you know, it depends on who it is. So people are going to change their communication style.
See, there
and
you go. See, I'm
you're
an
in,
asshole.
You're in, no, you're no. Yeah. Trust me, you're not an asshole, but you're an imposing figure, man.
Yeah, very well.
I mean, like, you know, if anything, like, if you know that same person talked to me, you know, they're probably going to fucking in the back of their head, you know, fucking joke around that I'm a scrawny like asshole, you know. So
but,
I mean,
but you can use that to your advantage if everyone's thinking that that's who you are. Like, you can prove them wrong and, like, you know, show whatever your softer side of Sears.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Right. Like, you know, like, and then, but then people are like, oh man, when I first met James, I thought, you know, he's all police face.
Exactly.
But then they're like, but now he's, but now I know about him.
He's actually super face.
He's actually super face.
Another thing is, it's kind of like,
I mean, you
it's
kind of
like Teen Wolf.
People.
It's kind of like Teen Wolf.
Right on.
Because remember in Teen Wolf?
Just right on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. See? Hey, because there's sometimes
describe
there's.
Wait, describe the Teen Wolf thing. No, I'm trying to.
I'll get to that. Just give me one sec. It's because sometimes I'll get into a situation where, you know, I want to have that image, but then I feel like I'm not presenting that at the moment.
Okay.
For instance, when I went to the Philadelphia Phillies game and I was wearing all my Nats gear, people were still talking trash to me.
Sure.
I felt, back to the Teen Wolf thing. Remember, he's like, Styles goes, can you do this anytime you want? He's like, well, yeah, but sometimes it happens and I don't want it to. Remember Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
That's a good analogy, man.
Yes, exactly.
I like that analogy. But,
so,
sure.
I was talking to a guy at work about this, and I was saying, man, I get so goddamn mad when people talk trash to me when I'm wearing my Nats gear and they say Nats suck or something.
Yeah.
You know, especially when I'm out of town. And he's like, why? They're just, you know, they're just fans. I'm like, no. I'm like, when somebody says that, you know, says something like that to me, I take that as them saying, hey, motherfucker, like, I can say anything I want to you and you can't do a damn thing about it.
But don't you talk trash to out of town people that are at the Nats game?
No, I talk trash to the players.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
but I mean, not the fans.
That's great.
They get paid millions of dollars. They can handle.
Yeah, they can take it. They better deal with it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, James.
Anyway, enough about me.
If you think people find you as an imposing figure, who do you think is an imposing figure? like that you've ever met? Like, is there someone that like, oh shit, I'm not gonna mess with that guy?
Marilyn Manson.
What? Maybe like Tony Schiavone.
Shit, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't think there'd be too
K-Quick.
Many.
K-Quick.
This is how I. This is
like K-Quick. Yes.
This is how I picture our dynamic. I picture.
I think I would be afraid of him in real life.
If we were the Four Horsemen. I would include James as like Sid in the back.
I'd be like the Mongo.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? He'd be the fourth. Because you are also, you're the tallest of us too.
Am I?
Yeah. I don't know. You're taller than me.
Yeah.
I guess I am.
Are you taller than Bovey?
Because I'm usually not the tallest person in the crowd.
Yeah.
You're taller than Huzzard, and you're taller than Danny.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you are Sid.
You're Sid
in this group.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Even though you talk like Macho Man, I think really it's the conglomerate of all the things that you've been inspired by in the past. Let's list who you've been inspired by. All
right.
You do Macho Man's voice. You like Sid.
Yep.
Who's another inspiring figure that you
like? Just talking about wrestlers or anybody?
Anybody in general.
Hulk Hogan, because you Hulk up a lot.
I'm more of a Macho Man than a Hogan.
Yeah, but you Hulk up, though.
Let's think of that. Like, look at that metaphor. If you didn't know Macho Man was a wrestler, and you just saw him walking down the street, maybe he's not wearing glittery anything.
Sure, he should be.
Maybe he is. Would you think that Macho Man is an imposing figure? If you heard his voice talk, like you just heard it in person.
Yes. Did I ever tell you the story about when Macho Man came to the Outback that I used to work at?
No.
It was before
Macho Man
there.
Randy Savage?
Yeah, remember who, they used to go to Thunders, like at the Patriot Center?
No, the other Macho. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Macho Man. Sorry.
Well, you know, you guys knew that I used to work at Outback in Fairfax, Virginia, right?
You quit that job, right?
Well, it's actually called the Burke Outback, but it's in Fairfax. Anyway, I quit that a long time ago, like in 2001. This is like 1998 or 99. Like, guys that had worked there at the time that still worked there were telling me about it, like bartenders and stuff, and told me the story one time.
It's the moment of my life.
He said Macho Man came in, I guess, before the show or whatever when he was in town. He came in by himself, and he was wearing, like, a beret and tight T-shirt and stuff. He came in, went to the hostess stand, and he's like, do you ladies know where a man can get a bite to eat around here? They said they had no idea who he was. They were looking at him like scared shitless.
I think that's the point I bring up, man. For like the heroes that we inspire to be, like even a lot of us, you know, you get inspired by wrestlers. People don't know wrestlers are scared of them, man.
I mean, they're huge. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, if you met Brock Lesnar in like a dark alley at night, I mean, most people would crack themselves, and you know.
Oh, Brock Lesnar lost, didn't he?
Brock Lesnar did lose two days ago. Yeah, wow. Or 3 days ago.
Stuff's got to be, fixed.
I feel like that match might have been rigged.
It is. They get paid. Like if you have like somebody who's better on the ground or somebody who's better standing up fighting, they actually pay their guys to not get down on the ground stay up. Yeah, exactly. So
I can't get into MMA.
Wait, define that again.
Well, like just type up the rematch.
Yeah, but like if you've got a guy who's better on his feet, you know, punching and kicking.
Yeah.
Versus somebody who's much better grappler on the ground.
Yeah.
Like they'll pay the grappler to stay up on his feet more, to make the fight a little bit longer and more interesting.
That makes complete sense as a business standpoint, but as a sport standpoint,
it pisses me off.
It's like with that Kimbo Slice fight. They wanted that guy to stay on.
Dude, if I saw Kimbo Slice in real life, I would run away.
Bovey, did you? I don't know.
I saw that fight.
No, but you weren't there. You were, dude, for
garbage.
Like for a whole year, James was pushing Kimbo Slice on me. Yeah. We're watching.
No, I was talking about how I hate him.
No, I know, but still, you know, you're the first person to reveal. It first started out with bum fights.
Yeah, well, that dude's badass. But the only guy that beat him was like some Boston cop.
But imagine this: we were driving, and James all of a sudden was like, "Hey, dude, you watch bum fights?" I was like, "What the fuck is bum fights?" Dude? Yeah, he's you don't know. Oh god,
yes.
And he like hulks
That's
up.
That's great. Awesome.
Now imagine, see, if someone hulks up randomly, James, I can see how someone can find that intimidating. But see, I think that now that we know you, like, the intimidation part, it comes, like, someone would look at it as intimidating. The rest of us see it as very fun and playful and enjoyable.
Yes, which is how it's meant.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
It's my intent.
Yeah. And then he was like, dude, we gotta go to Best Buy and buy Bump Fights. And we literally bought, like, what, like, 3 DVDs of Bump Fights, and we watched it. And I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
That's
he's like,
great.
Kimbo Slice, dude, look, he's like a black dude that, you know, it's...
He's unstoppable.
It's like, God, I hate him. I just want to see him get his ass beat so bad.
That's all I saw. He never got his ass whooped until he went to UFC or Strikeforce.
Well, the Boston cop whooped his ass.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That's
embarrassing.
That's it, though.
That was online, but that was before UFC.
Yeah,
but his people jumped in. They're like, no, you can't choke. You gotta. Oh, exactly. They were trying to do. They were trying to make him stand up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Exactly. We're just talking about.
So it's exactly like that. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the sports in general these days feels like it has like that sort of like
they're all
fixed. It's a sport for money. It's a money. Yeah, it's
they
like,
are.
I want to see Kimbo Slice versus Brock Lesnar.
Brock would destroy him, man.
Exactly. That's why I want to see it.
Which wrestler, if you were in like a, if you were in a dark alley, which wrestler would you think would you be the most frightened of?
Undertaker.
Like if you were like, you know, and just like out of the wrestling element.
Doink.
Oh yeah. Oh, that would be scary.
And like the music, comes in. You're like, oh my god, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, but the music wouldn't come in. This is like, this is like in a dark alley.
There's no music in this alley.
There's entrance music. There's no wrestling, no anything. You're just like stuck in the corner of an alley. With,
maybe like Hawk or Animal.
Probably Billy and Chuck. I'll be the most afraid of.
That's frightening.
Remember Billy and Chuck?
The Blue Meanie.
Do you remember that
movie?
Did you ever see that Billy and Chuck?
What about Queenie?
Joe, they would rape you.
Who are they?
James, can you describe both of you, Billy and Chuck, the...
What was that, Billy Gunn and Chuck Palumbo?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
my
were
God.
Gay. They had a gay gimmick.
I do remember that.
Their tag team?
Yes, that was a while ago.
I'll be afraid of them in the dark alley.
Wow, right? Yeah, no joke.
I can't believe Chuck Palumbo was in that.
Maybe New Jack?
Oh, man, New Jack.
I don't know, he'd be scary. He'd be at home. I've seen New Jack, like, in person being arrested by the cops.
Wow.
He is sort of scary.
Yeah,
he's very scary.
That's
actually
what I'm saying. Like, that would scare me.
What about K Quick?
maybe Sabu.
In a dark alley.
I think I would.
Sabu would come flying up.
Exactly.
It'd be just like Vega from Street Fighter, coming off the side.
Which is some like SIU moonsault.
See, that's why I always pictured what UFC was. I guess UFC was like that. It was like that in the beginning, where it was like blood sport, where people thought like, oh, it's like the real life Street Fighter.
Yeah.
But now it's different, man.
I do love that movie too, Bloodsport.
Bloodsport?
Yeah, it's
when he chooses like the
Frank Dukes.
Ray Jackson?
No,
Ray Jackson, the big white guy.
Oh yeah, he kicks ass.
Wait, Bloodsport, that's the one where they had the Kumite?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what? Who?
You are going to love Asians because we are good looking.
Remember that? the Sonny Ono
guy?
Ray Jackson. Yeah, Ray Jackson
exactly.
Says, man, they're gonna love me here. It's like, yes, and you're going to love Asians. Yes.
That's what I feel like if I take my friend Brian to Japan, not Japan, to Philippines.
I love Philippines.
He's like, Joe, I always wanted to have an Asian Asian delicacy. Asian delight.
I remember you had him on that one episode of the show. he said, oh, yeah, definitely. What are you talking about, porn? He said, oh, definitely Asian.
But he's never been with an Asian girl.
Matt, you got
it's classic.
Bob, you got to meet like my friend.
You remember Brian?
He hasn't met Brian.
Oh man,
that's one of my best friends from school. We make movies.
Brian rules.
See the guy off the Australia website?
Yeah,
yeah, I've seen.
He's the one with the shorter hair, sort of like James's haircut, but blonde.
Right? Yeah, I know you're talking about.
You should see both of them together. It's sort of ridiculous.
Nice.
It's sort of absolutely.
He
ridiculous.
Jumped up on a tree branch in the middle of the night when we were walking back from the bar
and drunk. But they were drunk.
It broke. Yeah, it broke, and he fell flat in his back.
Oh.
And then I went for the pin, and then Joe went down for the count.
The count, and he kicked out.
He kicked out. Yeah.
At that awesome. Dude, at that moment, I was like, "I was like, Brian's gonna fit perfectly."
Wow, that's great. Hell yeah, that's awesome.
I didn't even think about it. I just went right down for the pin.
Nice.
I was like,
somebody laying there in the back. I gotta pin him.
Those are the
I gotta count three.
Those are the intangibles you look for in a good wrestler.
I always thought that'd
I
be
love
good.
Intangibles.
That'd be a good pairing if James and Brian were like a tag team in like wrestling.
Hell
that'd
yeah,
be a good that'd be a good team.
Hell yeah, I could retire and you could have the new STTP. That's me, the manager.
You still have your hat?
No, I don't. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know though. It's probably like packed away somewhere.
Mine, I found mine and it was all covered with like cobwebs and mildew and crap.
Last time I saw it, I
threw
it
out. This was like 2 months ago.
You need to get new ones.
I haven't seen mine in forever.
New generation
and new shirts too.
We'll have the like with a new logo on it.
Yeah, it'll be like hipper and you know
more. I mean, more like,
instead of the HCW logo, it'll be like the.
We still got the belt.
Yeah.
WCW.
It's right over there.
Yeah. And instead of it just being block letters, it can be tilted to the side a little bit. You know, the kind of like the italic font look.
It's like the new.
Exactly.
New Midnight STP.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think that would work in today's day and age? This submit to these posse.
It always works.
Yeah. Who knows.
It's just a new generation.
I don't know. I mean, I think they'd have to get acclimated to it, but once they get into it, you know what I mean? There's no stopping it.
There's no stopping it, man.
Uh-uh.
So what do you guys...
totally get a website and sell your stuff, too.
That would kick ass, actually.
So you guys have any plans for this upcoming Halloween, since I guess it's officially the Halloween show?
No.
Halloween?
Oh.
No. Oh, Halloween's on a Sunday, right?
I don't know.
It's a Sunday?
It's
like you're
a Sunday.
All these days don't matter.
No.
All these days are like just nothing. Don't even keep the numbers anymore.
Nope.
Sorry. I will say that I will not be attending King's Dominion's Fright Fest this year, or whatever it was called.
Oh my god, dude. That's earlier today we were just talking about that. Feels like a, how long have you been doing this show? And I was like, holy crap! I flashed back to when you were talking about that, because didn't we do that at?
Seems like yesterday, but it was a year ago.
Yeah, didn't we do? We recorded that show in some other location, didn't we?
Yeah, my place.
That was crazy.
My old
that
place.
That was a freaking year ago. That oh feels so crazy.
Undisclosed location. Yeah.
We were actually. I think we actually talked about you that day, Bovi.
Nice.
We were like. Remember what happened to Bovi? Yeah, what happened
to
him?
We gotta find Bovi.
We gotta find him. And whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, go back to last October.
Let's fast forward 1 year and he's here.
Go back
Halloween
52 episodes ago.
Sweet.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
I'll check it out.
52 episodes ago, you can check out that episode. Wow.
I was so mad when I was at Kingston Minion.
We're gonna retell this.
That's, no, we're not. Just, I'm not. That's why I'm saying go back and listen to it. You know, folks at home, if you want to hear this story about my terrible experience at Paramount's King's Dominion, go back to last October 2009.
Do you guys
listen to the episode?
2009.
Didn't we also talk about Britney Spears?
Was that the same episode?
It might have been.
Yeah, we're talking about do Britney Spears.
I think it was,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what we talked about because Bovi was there.
What did I say?
Oh yeah, because you saw Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Back at Springfield Mall.
Yes. Yes, I did, didn't I? Or did we see? Yeah, we saw her.
Yeah, we saw her.
Yeah, and then chased her. Yeah,
like, and we saw her like in her limo and stuff.
Yeah. Basically, the question
we told
was,
that whole story.
Uh-huh.
Basically,
story.
The question was like, if you know the current day Britney, like the shaved head kind of Britney,
yeah,
like
scary.
The kind of effed up Britney.
That's scary.
Like, would you date her?
No.
Straight up wouldn't.
No. Uh-uh.
Is there
any reasonings? Or?
Yeah, because Kevin Federline's touched it.
That's a good reason.
That's nasty. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no, but now that it's been a year. See, now it's been a year. Like, you know, she shaved her head. She went all crazy and stuff. But now it seems like she's, you know, I'm not going to say she's good to go, but it seems like she's looking a lot better, and she seems like she's getting back on the tracks.
I mean, that's good for her.
Would you do her now?
Nah,
like at this rate? Well,
no. But I'd still.
You would turn
I'd
her
still,
down. If she were to walk up to you at the mall and be like, Bovi, I want you right now.
Well, I mean, if that was the case, probably not. But, you know, I wouldn't actively pursue it. Now, Lindsay Lohan, on the other, you know, if she went back to redhead, I'd be all over that.
Yeah, what's up with that? She's not even redhead anymore.
Yeah, it's so sad.
What is she now?
Who cares?
She's like a blonde.
Oh, really?
I wish, like, Mean Girls never changed.
Were you a fan of Lindsay Lohan when she like broke out? Were you like, oh my god, who's that redhead?
God, she's so sexy.
Did you see her naked already?
No.
You haven't seen her naked?
No, but I would love to.
We should no.
You're like, we should go on the internet.
All you gotta do is Google that too. Yeah, she did a photo shoot that she's naked. You can see her boobs.
Wow, that would be a
so
pleasant.
you would still get with her even when she's in her effed up state.
Who? Which one?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh yeah, but she'd have to have the red hair.
She'd have
like
the red hair.
You'd be like, you'd bring the dye back. You'd like dye her hair back.
Yeah.
You'd
here you go,
here,
baby.
Put this on. Here see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah. How do you think that she would interact with you? How do you imagine Lindsay Lohan, like in real life? Because I've never actually seen her like talk. Like in,
I did. It wouldn't matter.
How would the situation? Like, if you were to imagine like a perfect situation of meeting Lindsay Lohan, what would it be?
Like 45 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I personally don't think that she would be a very nice person in real life. I actually think I would probably get along better with Britney for some reason.
Britney Spears.
Britney. Watch.
Britney versus Lindsay Lohan.
That'd be a great, what was that MTV show?
The Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes. Lindsay Lohan would probably beat her ass, though.
What do you think about Lindsay Lohan, James?
Wait, I really don't have any opinion either way, because I don't pay attention to that crap.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. Who the hell is Lindsay Lohan? That's what I say.
Parent Trap.
That's cool.
I'll admit, I've heard the name before, but...
just watch the movie Mean Girls. It's well worth it.
No.
Trust me.
It is a good movie.
Trust me. No, it's not a good movie. It's just she gets so sexier and sexier as the movie goes on. It's intoxicating. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
We still got to continue this list of redheads. What were you saying, James?
Oh, I don't even remember. Yeah. Fuck it.
That's cool.
I still find it like it's amazing because like I was working with a redhead the other day, and I was. Nice. We were basically trying to, like, I had, nice. I was like, you know, we were talking about her skin tone, we were talking about her hair color, and I was just pushing the fact of, like, man, you pretty much, that is sort of like, because James brought this up before. Yeah. I don't know if James is going to bring this up. He's going to, they are sort of like a different race.
Yeah.
Like, all Asians look like, all Asians look like Asians.
The gingers.
It's like, you know what I mean? And I was like,
exactly.
And I tried to break it down. I was like, all right, so if you look at Asian people, where are they from? They're from Asia. They have like the dark hair.
Exactly.
Era. I was like, then where do the redheads come from?
Yeah.
Ireland.
Well, Ireland. So if you go to Ireland.
Like Northern Europe.
Northern Europe?
Yeah.
Is that where Ireland is?
I think they're in, like, Sweden and Norway and stuff, too.
I do like Sweden and Norway.
So that makes me wonder, Bovi, what would happen if you go over there, man?
I'd have a field day.
just you need to go over there. Wild.
No, trust me. Trust me. Nothing better. Nothing better.
I'm not going to mention names.
So you can mention any name.
Yeah. He was about to say cat.
Oh,
no,
God.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, God.
Never mind. I was going to say, what if they were all, like, you know, never mind.
It's all right. Fair enough. Leave it on a cliffhanger,
yeah,
right?
Know who's listening.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't want to.
Who cares? Cares?
I wonder who's listening,
you
man.
Say it.
I think the hottest redhead is Jessica Rabbit.
Is she a real redhead?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Actual red, so. Too. It's
yeah.
Like real red.
Yeah, exactly.
Not orange.
Yeah. True red.
Not that orange hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that always made me wonder. I was like, well, they have orange hair. They don't really have red hair. Just not like red as in like red lips.
Doesn't matter.
It's like carrot top.
I hate carrot top so much. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, I was all pumped because I thought Adam Carolla was coming to the improv this month, but I guess they canceled it. Oh. He was supposed to come November 7th.
Are you a fan of Adam Carolla?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I'll say when I saw that he was coming, I got pumped up.
Whoa.
So that would mean you're a fan.
No, I just...
What's that?
No, I'm not a fan.
What does that mean?
I don't, like, seek out shows and movies that Adam Carolla's in. Yeah. Oh, let me see that show.
What would that be?
But you would pay to see him.
Did you watch... You watched The Man Show, right?
Yeah, I watched
Girls Jump on Trampolines.
Have you ever seen The Hammer?
Yeah.
The Hammer?
It's Adam Carolla. He's a washed-up, like, 40-year-old boxer.
No, I haven't seen
it. It's hilarious.
What's that on?
I've seen it on HBO at like 7 in the morning.
I think I saw it.
It's a great movie. It's hilarious. Okay. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever...
Watch it. It's good.
I gotta check it out, man. What's it about? So it's basically he's like a...
Just a washed up boxer trying to come back and hook up with this broad and... You know, and that's
isn't
about
that what,
it.
So is it sort of like California?
Isn't that Russell Crowe? Russell Crowe movie?
Like the beautiful,
Russell Crowe.
What's Cinderella Man?
Yeah, Fighting isn't that what Cinderella Man's about?
What do you guys think of Norm MacDonald?
Norm MacDonald?
How does Norm MacDonald talk? He's like,
who's that?
Like Mr. Cotton.
He used to host the
Bernie Cotton.
What's the news section? The news section on SNL. The
Weekend Update.
Yeah, he used to do the Weekend Update.
I don't remember him.
Is it? Yeah.
Anyway,
well, that sounds very much like John Lovitz.
But I'm choosing sides because he always like used to make fun of Chris Kattan for being gay. But, like, I like Chris Kattan, so I'd have to choose
what?
Chris Kattan.
Some cookies.
Who the hell's that?
You don't know Chris Kattan?
No.
Mango.
What?
I have no clue. No clue.
What?
Mango.
I can say a random fruit, too.
Night of the Roxbury.
Banana.
Night of the Roxbury. I saw that.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
He was, like, the shorter Roxbury
guy.
The guy that's not Will Ferrell.
The guy that's not Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Oh, like,
that's awesome.
That guy's kind of a turd.
No, man, that guy rules.
That movie ruled, though.
It does.
Never saw it.
Wait, tell me why.
You never saw it.
Yeah. See, this is one thing. It's hard. Someone tell me why Night of the Roxbury is good. Just someone sell it to me.
Dude,
oh my God,
it's funny.
Tell me why it's funny. You can't just say it's funny.
Because it's about these two guys who like work for their dad in a fake flower shop. It's like plastic flowers.
Wait, they just want to go clubbing.
Is this part of the sell to me?
All they want to do is party.
All they want to do is party.
Like Party Boy?
And then
this
like,
song makes me want
to
party.
And then one of them like,
right now.
One of them tries to get married to Molly Shannon, and then like that doesn't work out because it's more like an arranged marriage.
Molly Shannon.
But then at the end, it's all about the brotherhood.
And then, if they didn't have that song that goes,
bromance?
"Why is love, baby, don't hurt me." If they didn't have that, it would have been a huge flop. Do you guys have any like favorite SNL movies? Is there any ones that like popped out
Night
in your head?
At the Wayne's Roxbury. World.
Oh yeah,
Wayne's
definitely
World
Wayne's World.
That's probably the best one, right? Yeah. What else did they have? They had like
Wayne's World 2.
Superstar movie.
Not Sam. What's the Pat? Yeah,
the Superstar.
I hate it. Superstar. I hate Pat.
Murder
I hate
Pat.
Pat so
that
much.
Wasn't Ween in that? What was the band in that? In the very end of that movie?
Was it Pat? I never actually listened to.
Was
Ween.
It Ween or no? There was some like really shitty band in the back end of that movie. I can't remember now.
Coneheads had one too.
I love Coneheads. We are Coneheads. Nice. Yeah. Those are great flavors. Yes.
I remember they wanted gum, or they had gum, and it was like the condom.
That was classic.
That was a good
Snarf of the Garflock.
I don't think that movie gets enough recognition,
yeah,
man. That was a good movie.
That was a great flick.
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers was good. That was like the first one, too, right?
Yeah, probably. Blues Brothers is a good movie.
I don't remember any other ones.
Recently, they just had, MacGruber, and, like, that just... No
that
one
That just,
on the
like,
planet.
No one really talked about. Just kind of... faded away.
SNL sucks now, though, man. 20 years ago was so great. All the old stuff was hilarious.
It made it sound like we were watching it 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I used to watch the replays of the old ones.
That's true.
And when I was growing up, it was hilarious.
Well, who was on? I mean, I haven't really watched it religiously today, but who was on 20 years ago that made it like so awesome, though? Was that Bill Murray is on that lineup?
Yeah, and I mean, dude, I don't know like the names of them, but like basically everybody before Farley and whatnot, all of them and before was great. And I don't know, the comedy just now seems so washed up and like, shitty, in my opinion. Like I watch it like once a year, and I'm like, oh, that's why I'm not watching.
What type of comedy do you usually like? I know James likes Will Ferrell.
I don't know. I mean, it's, Will Ferrell's enjoyable.
I like selected Will Ferrell titles.
Exactly.
Name one.
I didn't like Elf.
Semi-pro.
I like the driving.
Oh, semi-pro
I like
is awesome.
The driving one. I haven't seen Semi-Pro.
Oh, Talladega Nights.
I love Talladega Nights.
Oh, you gotta
redhead
see Semi-Pro.
Smoking.
Semi-Pro is
right
on. Tight.
Well, who's the redhead in Talladega Nights?
Who cares? She's hot.
Oh, yeah, who knows? God. Nobody knows her name.
Really?
Yeah. So sexy.
I wonder who she is.
Man.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. It's all I just...
She doesn't need a name.
Well,
all
I wouldn't
you
say
need to
that.
Know is that she's sexy.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, like, I could
sexy
give
redhead.
Her a name, you know, but like...
Give her a name, please.
Yeah. Man.
Her name is sexy.
I still haven't even seen Talladega Nights, Gold man.
Dust. Oh, that's a great flick.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
See, how can you say that you hate him if you haven't seen it?
I didn't say
that's
hate
exactly
it.
What you said to me about
no,
Seth Rogen.
I didn't say
you
it.
Say, how can you hate Seth Rogen if you haven't even seen this movie?
Yeah, but then you like funny people now.
Well, yeah, that's
funny
it.
Funny people is great.
I've seen movies that he's in.
Talladega Nights is well worth it.
I didn't say. Wait, you can't like list my hatred for Will Ferrell on just not seeing Talladega Nights. I've seen
Joe's,
a list of Will Ferrell.
Joe's seen enough Will Ferrell
right,
to determine
list
if you like.
List,
it. You don't
a,
have to see every
list
movie.
A Will Ferrell movie. And let me tell you if I've seen it.
Okay, Anchorman.
I've seen it.
Talladega Nights. No,
I've not seen it.
Just, Step Brothers. You saw it and you liked it.
No, that's Danny. I saw it. I did not like it.
Oh, that's a great movie.
You saw Step Brothers?
No, yeah, they have.
Oh, Night at the Roxbury.
It's hilarious.
Night at the Roxbury.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Like Night at the Roxbury.
What about Elf?
Oh.
Zooey Deschanel's in it. I like Zooey Deschanel. She sang.
But we're judging.
Don't look at me like you're ashamed of my
we're
life.
We're judging Will Ferrell.
Joe, you ruined Christmas.
What was Lost in Space or no? What was the movie he was in with
tell
the
me I ruined Christmas. James, you ruined Halloween.
That's the best line in Talladega Nights, too, what? And both kids go, yay, two Christmases. Me and my buddy were the only ones who laughed in the theater. It was so great.
That sucks.
Oh, my God. We thought it was hilarious. We're the only ones who got it.
But, yeah, well, only ones
didn't
laughing.
Will Ferrell have that other movie with the ice skating?
Yes.
Blades of Glory?
Yes, yeah. Which was great.
I did see Blades of Glory.
I liked that one.
Did you
I didn't like
that,
the
Joe?
Napoleon Dynamite guy in that one, though.
Lost in Space, the one where he went
Joe,
in
the
time
like
warp.
That?
Never saw that.
No,
you know what I'm talking about? It had the dinosaur and...
No, it's Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, that's right, what
I did,
it was.
I did enjoy Land of the Lost.
Yeah, that was pretty
because
good.
Because the Pushing Daisy girl was in it, too.
No clue.
Very well.
Yeah,
and what's his face from Fredericksburg?
Have you watched Eastbound and Down?
Danny McBride.
Have you watched Eastbound and Down?
Yeah, I like that.
I love that.
Danny McBride. I'm a fan of Danny McBride. He's
no
cool.
Clue.
He's the main guy in Eastbound.
Oh, yeah. So okay. So he's the baseball player guy?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, that's Brian cool. And I saw him at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy. And, yeah. he's from Fredericksburg, man. So.
Sweet. Yeah, he's funny as shit. I just don't know anybody's name.
He's been in everything. He was like in Tropic Thunder.
Never
he
saw that. Was,
Tropic
oh,
Thunder
man.
Is amazing.
Never I think Ovi would like Tropic Thunder.
Do you guys
sure
see
I
Tropic
would.
Thunder?
Do you want to yeah. see Tropic Thunder? You should watch Tropic Thunder.
Watch that shit. That's your homework.
Right. Nice.
That's your homework right. For next week.
Next week right. You gotta watch
next it. Week we'll talk about it.
Sweet, okay, cool.
We'll all be back here.
Nice.
Meet together.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna discuss the importance of Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Damn it.
What other Will Ferrell
movies? I like it when it just sort of goes down right there.
So you mentioned Pat earlier.
There's nothing. Do you know real life Pat?
Yes. There's nothing that makes me more frustrated
see, James,
in life
is,
when
James,
I see
James,
a Pat.
James, this is what I'm saying. Like maybe this is what people find intimidating about you.
Why?
Is when you get like get like intense.
Well, then don't make me like that, damn it.
I'm not,
why?
Yes.
No, not you. Exactly. I mean anybody. Why in the hell would you go through life looking like that? Like nobody can tell if you're a man or a woman. Either lose some freaking weight or get a, you know, grow your hair out or something. or get a haircut or whatever. There's no reason to look like a Pat.
Now, do you know a real Pat? That's the real question. Have you seen a person that is Pat?
Yes.
Where?
A number of times.
Just everywhere?
Walmart, probably.
And you're like, what the fuck is that?
Dude, I see Pats
at Walmart. Everywhere. Pats are at Walmart.
People of Walmart. Yeah. So great.
Pat, please come to the store. That's awesome.
I hate Walmart, man.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen the website, People of Walmart?
Did I tell you? Yeah.
Wait, what is People of Walmart?
It's People of Walmart's website where they have pictures of Walmart. Fucked up people that are seen at Walmart.
What? Yeah. I haven't seen this.
The people who made the website are making like $2 million a year now.
Oh, man.
From the website?
And all they do is have people send in pictures of people at Walmart.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
People with their pants sagging, you can see the butt crack and whatever, like big fat.
Now, do you guys have good experiences in Walmart or horrible experiences?
No, this place is horrible.
Joe goes there for batteries.
It's like the cesspool of humanity.
Yeah.
Joe, there's two things you go there for: batteries and cinnamon.
Cinnamon floss.
Floss for your teeth.
That's the only place they have cinnamon floss.
I could see that. I guess that's fair.
If I absolutely need a product, like 2 in the morning,
yeah, exactly.
I'll go to Walmart.
What? Where?
What do you mean where?
They got 24 hour Walmarts
around here.
My neck of the woods.
Manassas.
Oh. By Dulles Mall.
Oh, that's too far.
Yeah.
It is. That's actually pretty convenient to have a 24 hour Walmart.
It is, because especially since I'm up all night because I'm on night shift. Yeah. You know, my days off, I stay up all night. So I'll go pump some iron. Maybe hit up Walmart.
You pump some iron at Walmart.
No, because my gym's 24 hours too, and it's near Walmart.
That kicks ass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's everything I need all in one location.
Right on.
But
imagine if they had a gym inside Walmart.
There's just such poor customer service.
They actually need to have that.
A gym inside of Walmart.
Trust me.
You know, the worst customer service I think I ever had was at in Richmond. The fast food and the Walmarts in Richmond are absolutely horrendous.
It doesn't surprise me.
As far as customer service, cleanliness, and just overall appearance.
Are you saying fast food?
Yeah.
No, presentation. Walmarts.
And fast food.
Have you ever? Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the fast food in Walmart. Because they have Subway and McDonald's and stuff in there now.
Every fast food place I ever went to in Richmond was always, like, unclean.
No surprise.
Disgusting.
Well, you know what it is? It's because... Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to say it.
Just say it, man.
Do it.
James, just say it.
It's because the type of people that work there.
Yes.
Now think about the type of people that live in Richmond. Yes, you traveled to Richmond, right?
Of course.
All right. Now think about the type of people that live around here.
Cesspool. Yeah.
Around here, it's mostly like Hajis and Mexicans that work in McDonald's.
Yes.
But down there, it's all you know.
Yeah.
Homeboys.
Yeah. Exactly.
James. Yeah. What is a homeboy?
A thug.
A home fry.
Yeah.
But see, like when you say home, but when you say homeboy,
a gangster.
It doesn't. Yeah,
gangster. But there you go.
I like that you say homeboy because it's also it opens the door for any nationality. Actually.
Of course, it's anybody who lives that lifestyle.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like being thug or whatever you want.
Exactly.
It's homeboy
thug
style.
Life.
Yeah.
It's homeboy life. That's usually what it is.
Yeah, it's called no life.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had food in Walmart? Like you go and you go to their Subway or McDonald's?
That's scary, dude. I would never do that.
No chance in hell.
Yeah.
No chance.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, you know what's good though? Go to Costco and get the pizza.
Yes. Costco has the best pizza,
Costco
man.
Rules.
Oh, it's delicious.
And it's like huge
Greasy.
Slices, too.
Yeah.
It's monstrous.
And they have like giant bubbles and stuff.
And you can
like
buy
that.
Like a 70-inch television there, too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the best thing ever. And then like 100 Cokes. It's just it's amazing.
I like the Island Way that they have.
Yeah,
have you ever had Island Way?
Uh-uh.
It's basically like a sherbet, but it comes in like a fruit casing. Like they'll cut open like a pineapple in half.
Oh, my God.
And then like... You have to scoop the sherbet out of the shell.
That sounds so delicious.
What was the first time you ever even heard of like Price Club or Costco, what they call it now?
When I was so young.
When you were so young?
My grandfather took me there.
Did that blow your mind? Like the idea of like, holy crap, it's like this warehouse with giant food.
The place is huge. Look, you get lost in there.
I just remember hating to go there with my mom.
Well, yeah.
It was so damn crowded.
The parking lot and the crowd and the lines. And, I feel you.
Yeah.
But while I was there, it was
fun.
The
music.
It's still more organized than Walmart. Mm-hmm. Well, we're wrapping the show soon.
You know what that means.
Where's the... How's it go?
What is that, man?
I don't know. How's
the song
go?
When it hits the 1 minute and 45 second mark of dead air, that's when the show will come in.
Gotcha.
That's when the song will rise.
I love
we still
air.
Got 45 seconds.
But Walmart, the thing is like Costco is more organized and it has more products, but then Walmart is so unorganized. I always feel like the carts are coming at me in the aisle.
Yeah.
I always get panicky a little bit and I'm like, everyone's going to get me.
Yeah.
And then like all this stuff drops from the shelf and then like fat people are trying to run you over. It's not good.
Which happens
the
a
other
lot.
Night I went to Harris Teeter, and the dude was stocking the shelf, you know, while I was shopping. It was in the middle of the night. It was 24 hours. And I took a couple things off the shelf. And this guy, old white guy, looks at me. He's like, oh, he's like, just starts grunting. I just finished stocking that, so I had to fix it up.
Yes.
You know, because everything's pushed to the front.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
Looks all like,
yeah.
He was all mad.
So great.
I was tempted to just start pulling random crap off.
Yeah, you just
right.
Shove it off. Well, fuck you then.
Start pushing it back and switching it.
Cocksucker.
Yeah. I'm creating jobs. Stimulus package.
Why you do that, James? You know you stock. You used to stock stuff too, man.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I guess it's a big deal to him. That's all he's got going for.
He'll get over it.
He's got nothing left going on that. Well, there you go, guys. That's been another week of the fantastic Carolyn and Joe show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. And we're joined with
James
and
Mike.
Thanks for playing the game, guys. Everyone have a good night. See you later, Carolyn.
See ya.